let's talk to Greg from Rand. There we go, Katie. You got it. Greg from Rand Life on the phone. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
How's it going, guys?
Well, it's going, you know, as well as can be expected.
Can I tell you a joke?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I bought these shoes from a drug dealer, and I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
You were tripping all day. Boo.
I told my daughter that joke this morning. Mm-hmm. She's like, where'd you get that, Dad? She looked at me.
From the dad joke, the file.
I thought it was
website,
pretty great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah.
So, Greg.
Because I like the lace. The lace part was really good.
Yep. You know? I mean, it's it's clever.
Okay. I mean, when you have to explain a joke, you shouldn't have said it.
That's true. So, Greg, Rand Life, local mortgage company. So people are wondering about making their payments, mortgage payments, no matter who their mortgagee is. What do you say about that?
I want to give one piece of advice. Don't listen to anyone. Don't listen to the radio. Don't listen to the news. Don't read.
Hang up on this guy.
Don't listen to me, except for this part.
All right. So
there's a lot of misinformation out there as to what can be done. I've had my loan officers called. The only piece of advice I have is you need to call your servicer. You know, we service a bunch of loans, and our servicer knows exactly what to do. They know how the regulators want it. They know how everybody wants it, and they're going to give you the best plan. So if you listen to anybody else, you're gonna fumble. So just call their servicer. Now, I tell you what, hold times are kind of crazy with these, your lender.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. You got lots of time on your hands. You're at home and you're waiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're affected by the COVID-19, there's a plan in place for you. I promise you. So, that's my recommendation with that.
So Greg, let me ask you this.
Don't take me any more of my advice.
Let me ask you this about how you get who you call. You know, you said you're the servicer. You know, my mortgage company is, I don't even know where they are. They're in some other state. They're a big bank. And generally I've only dealt with them online and barely that.
Right.
So who do you get a hold of?
So if you call their number on your payment statement or if you're affected. If you are financially harmed by the job loss, there's a plan for you. So, you know who you're paying your payment to. Just call their 800 number. You're going to sit on hold for a bit, but it's better than sitting on hold for like the airlines or whatever.
Okay.
I think they pick up faster than that.
Do you recommend people look at refinancing a mortgage right now?
So that's another solution. If you're, we're like super busy, but we're still closing refinances in about 18 days for some loans, for the good credit loans. A lot of times we don't need an appraisal. One thing that's really fun is the big investors, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have loosened up their appraisal guidelines. So we're doing most of our loans, no appraisal. I think we closed a loan in 11 days, even though we're so crazy busy. I can't even tell you how busy we are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're financing everything. There's a lot of rumors out there about how FHA is not doing loans and that. This is not true. Absolutely not true. Every loan product that we had before this meltdown is still available. We're still closing everything. And we're putting our focus on purchases because we still believe there's still a lot of opportunity for homeowners to buy and get a good deal on a house. We're closing, and I don't quote rates, but they're very, very, very low, lower than I've ever seen them.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you. You don't quote exactly what interest rates are, but they're
APRs are in on some loans are in the twos.
So I keep hearing stuff about the real estate market just in general, what I've read is that it's still pretty strong in Utah. Is that right?
Very strong. So there's two components two or three components that lead to a strong real estate market. And regardless of COVID-19, these components are still here. We still have a lack of inventory, which tends to drive prices up. We still have really low interest rates, which makes buying powers incredible. And we still have a very healthy economy. I mean, I realize over the last few weeks we may not think that. The government stimulus is coming in. I believe we're going to come out of this, and it's going to look very strong. In fact, there were some reports by the Mortgage Bankers Association that even as this pandemic is going on, they're predicting new builds are going to grow over the next 2 years. Existing homes are going to grow, and property values are going to grow. Amongst all this crazy thing, this crazy situation that we're in, they believe that property values are going to grow. Think about it. Honestly, everybody's a home. So yeah. The number one thing that you value is your home, right? I mean, you're not valuing vacations right now, although we're going to want to, right? But so I just honestly believe that this crisis is real. It is scary. It's terrible. I do believe that we've made some okay, good decisions with the government in helping it. Mm-hmm. Although there's unintended consequences everywhere, and one of them is that mortgage companies are like drinking out of a fire hose right now. And you're going to read a lot about that. They're trying to figure that out too. Yep. So, but Rand Life, we've set ourselves up pretty good for this situation, and we're still closing a lot of loans. So.
Okay, Greg. If people have any other questions, I assume they can call you or at 801-478-4500 or go to your website randlife.com. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice to talk
to you guys.
I hope you're well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
We'll see you, Greg.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there we go.
That's pretty. I mean, the real estate market and the mortgage market is strong, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. We found a positive today, guys.
Yeah.
All right.